Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Vav. We're on Daf Tzadik Vav. We are on V'i Bois Ema. V'i Bois Ema, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the top. V'i Bois Ema. V'i Bois Ema. And I'll give you another answer. What's the question? The question is, what's the machlokas about in the Mishnah? Whether you can carry, the Tanakhama said you find tefillin, you're walking down the street on Shabbos, you see a bunch of pairs of tefillin, you can carry one at a time. Rabbi Gamliel said you can carry, was it Rabbi Gamliel? I'm sure Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says you can carry two at a time. Right? What are they arguing about? So we said, arguing about, we had a bunch of different options to arguing about mitzvah sviches kavana, which is a very rare topic that comes up, and it only comes up 5 places in Shas. The concept of mitzvah sviches kavana. Can you explain to me how you could do a mitzvah without kavana? How could you hold mitzvah ein sviches kavana? You could do a mitzvah, you get credit for it, you had no kavana. How could that be? Is that, would someone really hold that? Does that intuitively make sense? That you could do a mitzvah, you have no kavana whatsoever. It happens to be that Pesach night you ate some matzah. You had no kavana. Is that really right? You had a mitzvah for that? So that's a topic in itself. But that's what one answer was. Other answer was Baal Tosif. Right? Was Baal Tosif extra? So Baal Tosif only. So it all boils down to the Shabbos man tefillin. So if anybody's name, I'll give you another answer. Is Virulon Shabbos Zman Tfilin, if you hold Shabbos is Zman Tfilin, the Kulei Alma Lo La'aver Boi Kavana. Everybody would agree, Lo La'aver Boi Kavana, that everybody would agree that Baal Tosif requires no Kavana. In other words, if you violate Baal Tosif, whether you had Kavana or not, you violate Baal Tosif. Everyone would agree to that. If you hold Shabbos is Zman Tfilin. Right? And also, doing the mitzvah requires no kavana. So if you see tefillin, let me put those on, they look so good on me. You're not doing it for the mitzvah at all. Lo boy kavana, doesn't make a difference. You don't need kavana. Bahacha, but over here, shalavor shalo bizmano kamiflagi. Can Baal Tosif be Can you be over Baal Tosif if you do something at the wrong time? Can that be Baal Tosif? If I shake a lulav today, am I over Baal Tosif?
No.
Isn't that what Baal Tosif is? That's what they're arguing about. Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds. Tanakama holds Loboy Kavana. You don't need Kavana. Right? Therefore, how can I put on more than one pair of tefillin? I'm going to go over Baal Tosif. How can I do that? I don't need kavana. I'm going to go over Baal Tosif. It's not the right time, right? As it starts off, the kulia ish tefillin Shabbos man tefillin. If Shabbos is the zman tefillin, and you don't need kavana for tefillin, and you don't need kavana for Baal Tosif, can I put on one pair? Rabbi Gamliel Savar la'aver shalo bezmano boi kavana. No. If you want to be over Baal Tosif, shalo bizman, right, you have to have kavana. So if it's today, and I happen to have a lowell of an Essex sitting in my house, and I pick them up, I'm not over Baal Tosif, I almost have kavana. And I'm doing this shame mitzvah, lowell of an Essex. Then I'm over Baal Tosif. What are you doing? It's not tzukis. But if you don't have kavana, of course not. Says like Gamliel, so you can put on two. What? Yeah, V'i Bois Ema, Is Virulon de Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, so it's kind of
Shabbos Zman Tefillin. Right, so
easy.
No, but so what?
But then you're not Baal Tosif.
Baal Tosif requires no Kavana, and doing the mitzvah requires no Kavana. V'hacha b'lavar shalo b'zman o kamiflagi. 1 second. V'hacha b'lavar shalo b'zman. Yeah. Yeah, I have to figure out, I'm not sure how to figure that out. Now, ihachi, if that's true, L'Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, means the Tanakhama, Zug Echad Namilo. You shouldn't even be able to carry one pair of tefillin out. Even one you can't carry out. Why not? Rashi says, D'yesh kan tosefes. Why? Shemosif Shabbos alachol b'mitzvah tefillin. So it must be that somehow Shabbos is not this man right now. Not this man tefillin. Shabbos is not this man tefillin. V'od also, what about this? Hayashan b'mishmini b'sukkah. If somebody sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, Yilka, they should get Malkus. Why? Baltosif. Says Rashi, the Gemara calls it sleeping in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. It's the same thing as eating. Now, we all eat in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. How come it's not Baltosif? So Rashi says, Demosif Shmini al Shvi. Because 8 more than 7. Sukkah is 7 days, not 8 days. V'anan mesiv yasvin and b'shmini. We sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz, misafik. We don't make a bracha, but sit misafik. Ella shelo bezmano, shelo bezmano, below kavana. If it's shelo bezman, without kavana, lav tosefesu. That's not bal tosef. Ulahachi sharin, and that's why it's mutter. Di shmini hu lo mechavin limitzvah sukkah, right? Because if it's eighth day, we're not intending to sit in the sukkah. So, what's the going on here?
But don't we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's a suffix?
Exactly, it's a suffix. But if we knew for sure it was the eighth day, we'd never do it. But according to this, how can you wear tefillin on Shabbos? Ela machvarta, it must be kedushinim meikara. What we said before, that Shabbos b'Shabbos zman v'lav zman tefillin. That's what they're arguing about. They're arguing about whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or not zman tefillin. There's a very interesting machlokas. We've shown him, are you over Malkus for being over Baltosef? Let's say you tackle, you're over Baltosef. You get Malkus for that. Rambam says you don't. Because it's a lav shebe klalos. Because it includes 1,000 different things, and if we don't get Malkus for it. That's interesting. Okay. Now. Uman shmasle Shabbos zman tefillin. Who holds that Shabbos is yes zman tefillin? Who holds that? Shabbos is man tefillin. The answer is Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. None other than Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya. We learned in the Braisa. It says like this. Vishamarta es hachuka hazos lemoada biyamim yomima. You should guard this chok lemoada from time to time, from day to day. What chok are we talking about? Yeah? Says Rabbi Akiva, I'll tell you which chok. It's the chok of tefillin. Right? Tefillin, yeah. Yamim v'lo leilos. I'm sorry. Yamim yamima. Yamim v'lo leilos. Not a night. Miyamim v'lo kol yom. Only some days. Not every day. Prat l'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Says Rabbi Yossi Haglili, you do not wear tefillin on Shabbos. Or Yontif. Why not? Because it says Yamim, yamim, yamima, not every day. Okay? What about Chalamoid? Wait, tefillin on Chalamoid? Well, why don't we wait tefillin on Yontif? Why not? Huh? It's not what the Gemara just said. The Gemara just said it's because it's not every day. A drusha. Yamim, yamima, not every day, some days. So it says Tosas on top. Nire. The Adar Shinan de la Os al Yadcha de Besamach. Of course, it's the word Os. Of course, it's the word Os. That Shabbos is an Tefillin's an Os. Shabbos is also an Os, and Mil is the third Os. So you have two. You need two Osos. Pishnayim Edim. You need two Edim. You have your Mila and either Shabbos or Tefillin. You need both. You need all three. So look at the top Tosas. V'nira de Adar Shinan la Os al Yadcha she Besamach. Kasamach. That we're relying on that os. Ulechora, ain lahaniach tefillin b'chalamoid. It seems to me you don't wear tefillin on chalamoid. She ain't tzarech os. Why? The osim malacha b'davar she ain't avud. You're not allowed to do a lot of malacha on chalamoid. Not allowed to do everything you want. It's still you know a little bit yontif. V'od also the chayav b'sukkah b'chagasukkas b'sukkah. You have to say b'sukkah on sukkas on chalamoid. U'bepesach osim b'achilas chametz. You don't need chametz on chalamoid. So it's like that's like Mamash Yontif. Okay, a little bit different. V'chein pasku b'halachas gedolos. The Bahad Paskins, you don't wear tefillin on Chalamoid. Tosas is going to paskin? Yes, you do. Avol b'ha avol b'Yerushalmi mashma. The Yerushalmi says it's mashma. The tzarach laniach. The Grasina, we have a story like this. Hogarva, there was a guy. There was a guy, the Avad tefillin, and he lost his tefillin. On Chalamoid. How do I know it's Chalamoid? Because we'll see in a minute. Also the Kaimei of Chananel. He came to Chananel. Shadra the Kaimei de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. He sent it to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who happened to have been a sofer. Amalei, Lasafra, told the sofer, Zil, Havle tefillach, here's what you do. He said to the sofer like this, Mr. Sofer, you give this guy your tefillin, and then you write tefillin for yourself. Okay? Why do you tell him a funny thing like that? You give the tefillin to this guy who doesn't have tefillin, and then you write your own pair of tefillin. V'ad kasev lecha, t'tana, kosev adam tefillin atzmo. Because you have a halacha, you're allowed to write your own tefillin on Chalamoid, not for somebody else. So then, we'll make this shtick, you give him your tefillin, you write your own tefillin. V'asel kamei d'rav, then they came to Rav, amalei, zil kasev lehedja. You don't have to do all this rigmarole. Write the tefillin directly for him. When did we say you're only allowed to write tefillin flatmo? Masnisam pligiyale derav. He's arguing. Kosev adam tefillin flatmo. Avol acherim lo. Didn't we just say that? There's a story, a memra that you're not allowed to write tefillin for yourself, only for someone else. How could Rav tell him to write tefillin for someone else? Rav pasar le laniach. Rav held what that meant was, I want to order tefillin for my son. He's going to be mitzvah. So I go to a sofer. Write it now, so if I have it in Chanukah time. Write it now in Chalamoid. That you're not allowed to do. That you're not allowed to do. You can't write it and not use it. Right? Mpirish, Maimid. Right? Maimid HaMishnah. Sheyir Tzolniach La'achar HaMoed. You want to leave it here now and I'll use it after Chalamoid. After Yontif. That you can't do. Avol Tzarech HaMoed? But for Yontif itself? Tzarech Lichtov. Af L'Acher. Of course you can write Tzvillin. A guy doesn't have Tzvillin on Chalamoid. He needs Tzvillin. Of course you can write it for him on Chalamoid. The member that you can't write it for someone until afterward, you can't write it for someone only for yourself, that's if you don't want it, that's if you're going to sell it later. That you can't sit and, I'm nothing to do with Chalamoid, I'll write tefillin. Now you're not allowed to do that. But if you need, of course you're allowed to do that. V'chein, listen to the next three words. V'chein amadavar. That's what everyone does. Everybody wears tefillin on Chalamoid. Fascinating. Tosfos says everyone wears tefillin on Chalamoid. Today almost nobody does. I would say 90% don't. Maybe 10%, 15% do. Most don't. And in Tulsa's world, it was the exact opposite. V'chein amadavar, that's what everyone does. V'od, mibin rayim, misof parakam, the beitza, gabi mishalach and tefillin. That they would send tefillin like for yontif gifts. What is he sending tefillin for? The answer is, because they wore tefillin on Chalamoid. Yeah, we're not done with Chalamoid yet. We're still busy with it. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva, back to our story. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo namar chukazu el inyan pesach bovad. No! When it says over there, you should keep the chok, it's not the do tefillin. Had to do with Pesach. Therefore, you have to turn on at night, and you have to turn on Shabbos. No in, no out. Ella, hadatnan, one second. But then what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Vishamarta es hachuka, guard the chok. What chok? Pesach. That's what we're talking about. We keep a hold of talking about Pesach. There's no Pasuk to tell me you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Therefore, you have to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So what's the Pasuk talking about? Guard the Pesach. So one second. We know that now as mission increases, Pesach and Mila, mitzvah saseh, Pesach and Mila are two mitzvah saseh, where you get kares. Says Rashi, very important Rashi, Pesach and Mila. Afal pishi yesh behen kares. Even if you get kares for them. Hoel, ve'ein behen lav, it's not a lav. There's no lav. Ela mitzvah saseh, it's only mitzvah saseh. Bring a carbon Pesach. What if you don't bring a carbon Pesach? You forgot. Or maybe you didn't bring it. You forgot. So what's the story? Are you over a show gig? Yes. Do you have to bring a chatos? No. Why not? Because you only bring a chatos on a lav, not an asay. You can kares if you don't do it. True, kares. Usually kares and chatos go hand in hand. But not by these two asays. Now the Gemara is going to say, but if you're telling me that shamarta, is talking about Pesach, and we know that whenever it says the word shamar, it's a lav, so you have a lav, right? She'ein chatos bo ela al lav, the kares, the ksiv asher lo sa'asena, right? Back to the Gemara, lema delo kirbi akiva, di kirbi akiva mukilo Pesach, lav nami ikka, you have a lav too. What's the lav? V'shamarta, guard the Pesach, guard, So why not Pesach? If you knew it by mistake, you should bring a Karban Chatos. The answer is no. Kidder of E oven, Amr Rabbi Loi. Amr Rabbi Loi. We're still in the middle of the question. Call Makam Shinam Yishamar Pen Va'al. Ain't it Lo Sase? To Lo Sase? So how on earth, why would Rabbi Akiva hold that you're not Chayev a Chatos if you don't bring a Karban Pesach, B'shogeg? You should be Chayev a Chatos. Why? There's a lav, V'shamarta. I feel to him, Rabbi Akiva. No. Hishamar, it depends on the context of the word Hishamar. Hishamar the lav. Hishamar da se, ase. The word Hishamar doesn't mean, it means guard. Hishamar, make sure you don't forget. So if it's in the context of a los ase, it means a los ase. If it's in the context of an ase, it means an ase. Make sure you bring that carbon pesach. Not a los ase, and therefore you don't bring a chatos if you do a bishogig. Now, for Safar Rabbi Akiva, Yachal Aniach Adam Tfilim B'Shabbos Yontav? Does Rabbi Akiva really hold you could Tfilim on Shabbos Yontav? Rabbi Akiva does not hold that. He doesn't hold that. How do you know? Did not Vatanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Yachal Aniach Adam Tfilim B'Shabbos Yontav. You might think that you could Tfilim on Shabbos Yontav. Tamad Lomar. V'hayalacha La'os Al Yadcha. It says that Tfilim is an os. Me Shetzmich an os. Someone who needs an os. Yodze Elu. Shein guf on oath. Shabbos and Yom Tov are itself an oath. You know, another way, tefillin are itself an oath. Listen to it. Therefore, the Gemara can say it's someone else. It can't be Rabbi Akiva. Someone else. Listen how Rashi explains this idea that Shabbos and Yom Tov are an oath. Says Rashi. It's one of the last Rashi before the lines get wider. Mi shetzvichim oath. Yomim sheyisrael. Tzrichin lahamid oz al atzman, days when a person needs to put an oz on himself, lahakir, to remind himself, shehem machzikim b'toraso shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they are a soldier of Hashem's army. Right. Yatsu, excluded from that, is Shabbos v'yantiv, shein atzman oz, they're itself an oz, b'an HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, between us and Klal Yisrael Hashem, Dechsev, like it says, ki ozi beini uveinechem. What did Rashi just say? What? Shabbos and Yom Tov is the same, that's true. In this regard, it's the same. It's a sign. The pasuk says that. What did Rashi add?
You need an
osher
in the week.
What?
You need an osher in the week, but the pasuk says that it's an os.
So what changes about Shabbos and Yom Tov that itself is an os? I don't need a reminder. Shabbos itself is the reminder. That's what Rashi said. I don't need a reminder. Shabbos is the reminder. What's the reminder? But what is it? What am I doing on Shabbos different than... What? That's every day. I need to remind myself that I'm in Hashem's world. That I'm in Hashem's...
Because Shabbos is an oath for
my separation. No one... Who said my separation? Rashi didn't say a word about that. I need an oath to remind myself that I'm a Talmud of Hashem. I need to remind myself that. And during the week I wear tefillin. And on Shabbos I have Shabbos. What? Yeah, I know. But what is that oath? What is it? He's just saying words. Shabbos is an oath. Why is it an oath? Tefillin is an oath because I do something. I put tefillin on my arm. I put it on my head. It's supposed to be. Not that you're like a robot. You wake up in the morning, you have to sleep. That's not supposed to be like that. That's how it is. But it's an oath. You're doing something. What are you doing on Shabbos? What are you doing?
Observing Shabbos.
Observing Shabbos. Excellent. So what is it? Malacha?
No.
The fact you don't do malacha on Shabbos? That's what most people learn in Rashi. It's the malacha. Therefore, let's get back to Chol HaMoed. Tosva said that you weren't filling on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Why? Tosa said, well, why not? You're not allowed to eat matzah, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Chol HaMoed. You have to sit in a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, why should Chol HaMoed, so is Chol HaMoed different?
Yeah,
but
there's circumstances where you
can do work. So you could do a little work. But Tosa says, that was the Bahag. The Bahag said, well, you're not allowed to eat chametz on Chol HaMoed. You have to sit in a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, same oath, Chol HaMoed said. Tosa said, no, not true at all. How did Tosa say not true? He didn't give an answer. He said, oh, there's a story in the Yerushalmi where they wrote tefillin for the guy of Chol HaMoed. So you see, you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And by the way, that's what we all do. He didn't give a reason. If it has to do with malacha, you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Or are you? The Arzarua, no less than the Arzarua is a Rishon. This is going to sound like a Kabbalistic thing. So we know there's such a thing called the river Sambatyon, whatever that is. And the river Sambatyon doesn't flow on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Arzarua says, well, does it flow on Chol HaMoed? Because if it doesn't flow on Chol HaMoed, then Taka, you shouldn't wear tefillin. And if it does flow on Chol HaMoed, then you should wear tefillin. That wild? That's what you're basing it on?
I don't understand it.
Huh? It's a river that no one knows where this river is. And on Shabbos it doesn't flow. Why? Shabbos! Yontif doesn't flow. Why? Yontif! What about Chol HaMoed? Does it flow on Chol HaMoed? I don't know. I've never saw this river. I don't know. So if it doesn't flow on Chol HaMoed, then you shouldn't wear tefillin. And if it, that's what he's basing it on. Something so funny?
But the positive thing we do on Chol HaMoed is we bring mussar.
What?
We say mussar, which is a positive thing. And nobody wears tefillin when they say mussar. So
That's for a separate reason. That's for a separate reason. If you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you wear tefillin. And it's not. Right? It's a separate reason. That's a whole other thing.
But if you don't wear tefillin on by mussar,
right, that's a separate.
You can't wear a crown.
Right. That's a separate reason. It's not because of the Iker Mitzvah of Chol HaMoed. Once you put them on, you put them on. Right? As a matter of fact, many people, there's a somebody here in the shul who has tefillin on Chol HaMoed told me that they always take them off even before Hallel.
Yeah.
Before Hallel, but there's one day of Chol HaMoed, they leave them on. That's the day that they lay the parsha of tefillin. They leave them on. One told me, leaves them on for Hallel. Then takes them off during Ephelanim, before Musaf. So, okay, this has been hugging. That's been hugging. Right? So if it's the oath issue, like Matzi said, is tied to Malacha, then you're not really supposed to do Malacha Chol HaMoed either. It goes both ways now. It goes both ways. Either way, it goes both ways. Okay. Just very interesting stuff about Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Right? To us, we take it for granted. So many people don't. Right? If you go to Israel, nobody does. Mamash, nobody. You wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed in public, they'll stone you. Here, nobody stones you, nobody cares. But, you know, care about anything. But most people still don't do it. It's a good 80-90% that don't do it. Right? You have a few people that do it. Okay, that's their minute. They keep on doing it. No one will say not to do that, except in Israel.
What's the point of the Israel there?
What?
What's the point of the Israel thing?
He's just trying to find, what am I basing my wearing tefillin on? So I'll base it on the river Sambatyon. Right? It's such a strange thing to base it on. Yeah. Others say that, no, not what Mati said, not about Malacha. The day of Shabbos is just a different day. We all know that even without Malacha. It's true even without Malacha. Not about Malacha. Right? We always define Shabbos by Isra Malacha. But you have positive things too, like you said, bringing karbanos and davening and just Shavisa resting. It's a different day. Kiddush, Havdalah, Suda, Lachamishna, all these things, you don't have them during the week. And that's what kids Kedusha to Shabbos, and that's what makes Shabbos into an os. We don't want to say that because those are not, usually Kedusha is defined by restriction, not by positive things. Right? Kedusha is defined by what you can't do, not what you can't do. Okay, anyway, that's a whole story about Tefillin. Okay, here we go. So I'm not done with Tefillin. Now, so anyway, Rabbi Akiva can't be the one who holds. Rabbi Akiva can't be the one who holds you wear tefillin on Shabbos. It can't be. He says, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. You don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So who is it? Ella, hi tana hu detani. It's someone else. Haneir balayla. If someone's up all night, ratzel choleitz, ratzel miniach, divirb nasan. You want to take your tefillin off? You can take them off. You want to leave them on? You can leave them on. Yochanan hakituni omer, in menichin tefillin balayla. You're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. Now, midalo latana kama zman tefillin, Shabbos nami zman tefillin. According to the Tanakhama, Lila's a zman tefillin. Shabbos also, they go hand in hand. Why should they be different? And therefore, so the Tanakhama, this Reb Nosson, holds that you can wear tefillin on Shabbos. Dilmas Fuleno, Lila's man tefillin who? Shabbos Lila's man tefillin who? Why is Shabbos and what does Shabbos and Lila have to do with each other? Why do they go hand in hand? Right? Tashmin Leila Rabbi Akiva to Amar, Lila's man tefillin who? Shabbos Lila's man tefillin who? Rabbi Akiva himself held that. Rabbi Akiva held, you wear tefillin at night, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ella Haiki Haitana, Tanya. It must be this. Michal Bas Kushi. They call it, this is Shol HaMelech. Haisa Munachas Tfilin. She wore Tfilin. Volo Michu Bachacham. The Chacham didn't stop her. Look at that language. The Chacham didn't stop her. Says Rashi on the bottom. Lo Michu Bachacham. Davi Kitosvos al Divrei Torah. Isn't that a little bit like Baltosif? Shapatra Nashim in Mitzvah Taseishas Mangrama, because the women are part of Mitzvah Taseishas Mangrama, and she wore it anyway. Why is Tefillin a Mitzvah Taseishas Mangrama? Why? Why is it a Mitzvah Taseishas Mangrama? Either one of two reasons. Either you don't wear it at night, you don't wear it on Shabbos. Right? Now, she wanted to wear it, they didn't stop her. And another random person, Ishto Shel Yonah, the wife of Yonah, Haisa Ola L'Regel, she used to be Ola L'Regel, full of Micha Becha Chamam, the Chamam didn't stop her either. Right? Now, Midalo Micha Becha, we'll get to Yonah's wife in a minute. Midalo Michu Becha Chamam, from the fact that Chamam didn't stop Michal from wearing tefillin, Alma, what do you see? Kasavri, Mitzvah Saseh, Shelo Hazman Gramahu. It's a Mitzvah Saseh, Shelo Hazman Gramah. Why? What?
That doesn't make sense.
What?
Because if that would be the case, everyone would be obligated to wear.
They're not to be obligated. We take off many things that would there is a suspicion on.
Right.
Exactly.
You're saying it's a reshus. Yeah.
What?
It's a reshus. Yes.
Right. So what does it mean the Chum didn't stop her? They should have told her, good for you. By the way, where are all the other women that wearing tefillin? If it's a mitzvah to say shalom as man grandma, why are you the only one? Everyone should be wearing it. Shalom as man grandma. You have to do it on Shabbos, Yontif, it's not man grandma. So why Michal? Why are you the only one wearing tefillin? That's what the Rishon asked that question. The Ron asked that question, right?
No, I think everybody wants there's no way of getting around the fact that it's man grandma.
No, we're saying that now. Alma kasavi mitzvah to say shalom as man grandma. One second. If that's true, that it's a low as man grandma, what do you mean lo michu bechachamim? They didn't stop her. Just the opposite. They should have encouraged it. And why only her? What about everyone else? So the Ron said, lo michu bechachamim is just a phrase. Doesn't mean anything. It means that they told her you're doing the right thing. Right? Others say, no, that even if you want to hold that mitzvah, that tefillin is lavzman grama, women still shouldn't wear it because it's hard for them to have a gufnaki, and they're gesundheit, and they're pater for that reason. Men don't have those issues, and therefore men are not pater. You have to go to the bathroom. You have a stomachache. You surely should be wearing tefillin, right? You don't have a gufnaki. You don't have a clean body. You have to run to the bathroom always. You have a stomachache. You shouldn't be wearing it. Women have much more bodily issues than men, and therefore even if it's lavzman grama. Women don't wear it. Shmuel Michal felt, I'm a big tzaddikus, I'm going to wear tefillin.
That is the answer.
If you hold it's lavzman grama, or you hold it's zman grama. So there are many things that women do that are zman grama. Many women, many things. Most things they do. Tefillin's not one of them. Why not? Because of that reason. Because of the gufnaki reason. That's the reason. If you look up in the Shulchan Aruch, that's what the halacha says. Because of that, they don't have a gufnaki. Which is why women are not encouraged to wear tefillin. As a matter of fact, if you can't, I heard this once from Rabbi Sabalovsky. How many mitzvahs of Zeishas Mount Gavah do women not do? L'maisa, how many don't they do? There are six. Everything else they do. Six things separate men and women. One of them is tefillin. One of them is tzitzis. I don't think women take Kiddush Levana. I just don't think it's their custom.
No, we discussed that with the Rav.
Right. They don't do it. There's very rare things that women don't do. Everything else they do. Why don't they do tefillin? Because of a gufnaki. That's the reason. Now, yeah. Vidilma, maybe, Savar La, Krebiosi, Damar, Nashim, Somchos, Rishos. One second. So, it's got something called smicha, putting your hands on an animal. It says, Dabr El Bnei Yisrael, only men do that, not women. What if a woman wants to do it? Says the Rosh, so let her do it. What do you care? Let her do it. If you don't want to say that, what about Ishto Shel Yonah? There's no way to argue that a Lila Regel is not Zman Grama. It's only Yontif time. There's no way to argue it's not. And she did it, and no one said a word. So what do you see? You're allowed to do Mitzvah Zeishas Zman Grama if you want to. Right? Mi Ikel Amanda Amar Regel Lav Mitzvah Zeishas Zman Grama Hu? Does anyone hold regal not as bankrama? Impossible to hold that. Tefillin, you can hold it. You can't hold it by regal. Ella, the answer is, kasava rishos, hachanami rishos. It could be that it was a zman grama, and it was a rishos. Now, why don't women taka wear tefillin? Like we said, because it's a gufnaki. But if a woman would want to, theoretically, happened a few years ago, right? There was this girl in Manhattan, she wanted to wear tefillin. It caused a whole uproar because the school let her. Right? They might have. Anyway, but generally, every other mitzvah, if a woman wants to do it, we let her do it. Michal, so they didn't stop her. Yonah's wife, they didn't stop her. Why not? Let her do it. And then, of course, famous Tosfos on Amud Aleph on the bottom, he says, Mikan Umar Bein Tam. Not only do women can do a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, but they even make a bracha on the mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Mutar levar lenashim levarich al kol mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Svardim don't hold like this. According to Svardim, if a woman shakes a lulav, she does not make a bracha. Ashkenazim hold like this because of this Tosfos, and many Tosfos throughout Shas say the same thing. Woman picks up a lulav, she makes a bracha. Right? If a woman hears Megillah, she makes a bracha. Shofar, they make a bracha. Right? They kind of thing with the men, but nobody makes a bracha on shofar because it's Shemek Ona. But if it would be such a thing, then they would do it.
So if it's a rishos,
yeah.
Mar's a rishos. Yet Mar's view is very different.
Right, so I don't have a satisfactory answer. I don't have a satisfactory answer why women don't daven ma'ariv. I don't know. I think it was something interesting. They were never makabel. I don't know. I don't have a satisfactory answer. As a matter of fact, I was reading something this week that it was about women davening mincha on Fridays, and Shlomo Zalman Paskin that a woman should daven mincha before she lights candles, because once she lights candles at Shabbos, how could she daven mincha afterwards? And Shlomo Zalman went so far as to say that if a woman lit candles and forgot to daven mincha, she should daven ma'ariv twice. Women don't daven ma'ariv. You daven ma'ariv twice. Because why don't women daven ma'ariv? I don't know. Many women don't. Maybe there are some that do. That's what Shlomo Zalman said. Very interesting. Right? If she forgot to daven mincha, daven ma'ariv twice ma'ariv. Or if she daven mincha, if she lit candles before she forgot to daven mincha, then she lit candles, she can't daven mincha anymore. Shabbos ready? Daven ma'ariv twice. Shlomo Zalman Paskin that way. Anyway. Okay. Good. Very good. Ella, rather, ha tanu hu detanya. It must be like this. Hamotzi tefillin, what are we talking about now? We're talking about whether Shabbos is zman tefillin or not. So hamotzi tefillin, if someone finds tefillin on the street, machnis on zug, you bring them in one pair at a time. Echad ish, whether it's a man walking down the street, echad isha, echad chadashos, whether they're new, echad yishanos, whether they're old, divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Rav Yehuda Omer, osir bechadashos, he says new tefillin you can't wear because maybe they're amulets, they're not really tefillin and you can't wear them, right? But umate biyishanos, but old tefillin you can wear. Why? Because they're old tefillin. But he didn't say a word about women. Ad kan lo pligi ela bechadashos. The issue was whether new tefillin are really tefillin or maybe they're amulets. Fiyishanos. Avo biyisha lo pligi. Isha no one says a word. They didn't argue at all. Shmamina, you see from here, mitzvah saseh shaloh as man gramahu, it's mitzvah saseh shaloh as man gramah, v'chol mitzvah saseh shaloh as man gramah, nashim chayavos. And the Mishnah that said, Shabbos is man tefillin, our Mishnah that Shabbos is man tefillin, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. V'dilma maybe, tzavalak Rabbi Yossi, d'amar nashim samchos rishos, maybe it's a rishos, so she wore tefillin in the street, because it's a rishos, and she doesn't want to get ruined, it's stolen by Goyim, so she'll put them on, why not? Lo salka daita, that can't be right. The lo Reb Meir savalak Reb Yossi, the lo Reb Yehuda savalak Reb Yossi. Nobody agreed with Reb Yossi. Lo Reb Meir savalak Reb Yossi, ditnan, it says in Rosh Hashanah, ein ma'akvin satinokos bilatkoa. You don't stop women, you don't stop kids from blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Kids want to play around with the shofar in the afternoon, let them play. You don't stop them. Hanashim ma'akvin. Women, you do stop. You don't let women blow shofar. Why not? Ustam masnisin rebeir. Stam mishas rebeir. Right? What's going on here? So Rashi says, because afagav delo chil yontifu, it's not a malacha to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to. Kidatana de beir Shmuel, yotzot tkeh shofar b'diyas hapas. Shichach v'vena malacha. Miyu, in other words, it's just a malacha. How to blow shofar is a malacha. It's like how to bake bread. It's an art. There's an art to it. Not a malacha. However, says Rashi, mihu niros kimosifos. It looks like they're adding on. It looks like baltosif. To women should not blow shofar. Kids could play around. Not women. What do you see? Not a rishus. Not a rishus at all. V'lo Rabbi Yehuda saw v'lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Titania. It says, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael, v'samach. B'nei Yisrael somchin, v'yibros Yisrael somchin. Only men can do smicha, not women. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Nashon somchus rishus. Rabbi Yehuda, if they want or they can, why not? V'stam sifram, money Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the one who said no? It's Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see? That the argument is Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the brayso that said you carry out tefillin can't be Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, it has to be either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. Next Gemara. That ends that discussion. Amar Belazar. Hamotzi tcheles bashuk. You go out to the street, you see tcheles. So what's tcheles? Tcheles is blue wool. So is it a mitzvah? Is it special? So it depends. Lishonos, if you find strands of wool, psulos, they are puzzle for tcheles, because rechoshesh, they weren't spun, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. However, chutin, but if they're strings, ksherin, they're kosher. Why? Maishna l'shonos, why a string, l'shonos are like strands. Darmrinan, because we say, I did the glima tzavinu, the guy did it for a shirt, he wanted to make a clean clothing. So chutinami, neima, I did the glima tzavinu. He did it for a shirt. Who wears strings of tchelos? Only Jews do that. Everybody wears a shirt. But only Jews wear strings. So this answer is not such a good answer. Well, maybe he made the strings for a shirt, and they weren't done on Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. That's a difficult answer. So he says, you're right. B'shezurim. We're talking about a case where it was shezurim. How do they translate shezurim?
Twisted.
Right. That nobody does except for Jews. So clearly they're tzitzis. It can't be that it was from some garment. Guy was making a pants or something. Can't be. Nobody spins strings unless you're Jewish. Unless you make tzitzis. Shazurim nami. In nima daita de shifsa de glima finhu. Maybe the guy made it for the hem. You're right. No person makes strings of tchelas for a shirt. Nobody does that. Maybe for the hem. He was putting the hem around. Maybe that someone did. So the Gemara says, Bimuf sakin kule the kule hai vade lo tarchiinchi. To make such strings that we use for tzitzis, and someone's going to do all that work for a hem, nobody does that.
Why don't
we say rov? What do you mean rov? It has to be lishma. It has to be made lishma.
So you find a pair.
So you can't say rov if it's lishma. I don't know. I don't know why not.
You can say most Jews are maybe a guy. No, 90% of the time we're going
to
find strings.
No, because you see from here that tchelos was something that was commonly worn. It was expensive. Even back then, it was expensive. So maybe they made it for the hem. Nobody would do that. Nobody has to go through all that work to make tzitzis for a hem. So he goes, 1 second. Amar Rava, v'chi adam tareach lasos kemeah kemin tfilin? Would somebody go through all the work to make a kemeah shape like tfilin? And yet we said, if it's new, you're not allowed to touch it because maybe it's a kemeah. Who would do all that work? It's ridiculous. Our Mishnah said, "Medivam Murim B'Yishanos." If you find old tefillin, the tefillin, Avol Bechadoshos Potter, Bechadoshos, you don't let it touch on Shabbos. Why? Maybe they're not really tefillin. Maybe they're kameyas. Amar Bzeira La'ava Bray. Bzeira told Avos, "You hear the question? By tefillin, we say no. By tzitzis, we say nobody's going to make that tircha. And by tefillin, we don't say that." So Amar Bzeira La'ava Bray, Puk Tani Lei. Go look out. Hamotzi tchelos pashuk l'shonos psulos chutin mufsakin ksherin l'vishein adam tarach. So Reb Zera told his son, "Go see. You'll see. Nobody does it. Nobody does it. Nobody will make tzitzis strings for a hem. Nobody does that." Amar Rava mishum detani leilava braid Reb Zera kipi talila. Well, because you told your son to go look and see. Therefore, that's the halacha. My question is still a question. Why would somebody spend so much time making kmeis out of tefillin? And nobody will make hems out of tzitzis. How come? Votnan, b'medavar murim, b'yishanos. Avol b'chadashos pater. You didn't answer my question. Because you told your son to go look. That's not an answer. Elam arava, tarach v'lo tarach tanoi. It's a machlokas tanoim. Whether or not somebody will go through all that work. Tanya, hamotzi tefillin. Someone finds tefillin, machnisin zog zog. You bring them in one pair at a time. Echad ish, echad isha. Echad chadashos, echad yishanos. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Oser bechadashos. He authors chadashos umata v'yishanos, and he allows old ones. Alma, what do you see? Mar savar tarachinish. Rabbi Yehuda holds somebody will go through all that work, and therefore same thing with tzitzis. Umar savar and Rabbi Meir held lo tarachinish. Nobody's going to do that, and therefore if you find that tzitzis strings, you can take it to the bank. They're valid. And in a chanami, if you find tefillin, he would hold, and, well, maybe they're kibayas. Nobody does that. Nobody spent all that time to make a kibaya look like tefillin. Therefore, you know what they are? They're tefillin. And since they're tefillin, you're allowed to touch them. Take them
in. So tefillin you find in the, so they have inherent kedusha, but since it's strings,
so... No, the issue is lishma. They have to be made lishma. So if they're not, if you see random strings,
right.
I don't know if they're made lishma. I can't pick them up on Shabbos. But if they're trelas and they're made in a spun like this, who's going to do that? Who's going to go through all that work? For what? For a garment? It's a ridiculous amount of work. Nobody does that. Who does it? Only Jews do that.
But
so you can assume it was made l'shma.
Do they have the kedusha that you shouldn't?
I mean, tzitzis don't have kedusha the way tefillin do.
Why
would you be allowed to pick up your tzitzis?
You're going to wear the tzitzis. You're going to wear the tzitzis.
Why would you pick them up on Shabbos?
To wear them home. So no one should take them. No one should throw them out. It's expensive. So the question is, were they spun l'shma? So the answer is, if they're strings, then yeah, who else would do that? All right, so we'll stop here. I'll pick up tomorrow.
Have a great
Everybody day. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.